The city of Caldwell is going through a renaissance of sorts, and city leaders are hoping a new plaza will keep the city moving forward. It's that age-old idea. If you build it, they will come. The Indian Creek Plaza is set to officially open next month in the heart of downtown. The 57,000-square-foot plaza will be a gathering place for concerts, a farmer's market. It will include a splash pond in the summer and an ice skating rink in the winter. Joining me to talk about the plaza and other issues facing the city of Caldwell is their mayor, Garrett Nankolas. Welcome to the program.
Well, hello, Gemma. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
It is a beautiful day in the city of Caldwell in the Treasure Valley.
And a pretty exciting next month for the city of Caldwell. Get me updated on really where this idea for the city plaza came.
Well, you know, this is a community-driven downtown initiative. There's been lots of people involved. The business community has been heavily involved. But this started actually several years ago with a plan known as the Framework Master Plan, where we put together some ideas for what downtown should look like, or at least we hoped it would look like someday. And so this started a few years ago with the Chamber of Commerce, some business community folks bringing in Mr. Roger Brooks, and then the community got behind it, and look where we are today.
And, you know, I think that there sometimes Caldwell has been kind of overlooked in a way, right? It's a place where people live, but they work and they play somewhere else.
Right.
And you're trying to really change that, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. When I was young, Caldwell was the heartbeat of Canyon County. We had all kinds of things to do downtown, and it was a gathering place for families, and we're trying to recreate that. I know it won't be exactly the same, but we don't want it to be. We have the centerpiece of Indian Creek and that beautiful park around the creek with lights at wintertime, and now the addition of the musical park, which we just opened up last week, and then the plaza, of course, and then the movie theater opens here in a couple of weeks, and it's drastically changing downtown for the good.
And part of that is because of the wine industry that has really taken shape here in Idaho. Caldwell is kind of that gateway, frankly, for the Sunny Slope area and for the wineries when people do wine tastings. Are you wanting to add to that? And what I mean by that is, you know, you're right. For years, Caldwell has not had a vibrant downtown. And yet you are all of a sudden in the last decade having a lot of people come through your city. And there's a way to be able to benefit from that.
Well, certainly. And obviously the wine industry is one of those things that we would love to take advantage of. We have several wineries, as you know, around us. This is a beautiful area for growing grapes and then hence the wonderful wines that go along with that. So, you know, we have this farm to fork initiative with the marketing for Caldwell. We certainly have the wine industry as a part of that. But the local agricultural industry all around us adds to that element. And so you throw in the creek and some events that will center around those types of activities. And the next thing you know, our downtown is full of people again.
And, you know, I think a lot of people sometimes assume that a lot of people don't visit Caldwell. And I was actually speaking with someone a week or so ago, and they were telling me an anecdotal story about a restaurant in downtown Caldwell that was very popular, but actually ended up closing. And everyone thought, well, see, it closed because nobody goes there. And what I was told was that the owners of this restaurant said, no, we closed because we're so busy, we can't keep up with the pace. So we need to close and reopen.
Yes, that is correct. You know, downtown Caldwell has some wonderful businesses that have stuck through all of this, you know, put up with the bad years and some of the vacancy rate. But we really believe that long term this will pay off for all of those good businesses. Plus, with the opening of the plaza and the movie theater and several things we've done downtown with the creek, et cetera, there are many new businesses coming back to downtown, and it's really returning to a very vibrant state. You take a look at our Winter Wonderland when we open up the creek and turn all those lights on at Christmas time. We get thousands of people downtown. Our Nightlight Christmas Parade, thousands of people come back downtown. So there's a lot of folks that are coming to downtown already, and we're just waiting for the rest of the valley to realize how awesome Caldwell is and come over here too.
And I am speaking with Garrett Nankolas. He is the mayor of Caldwell. If you have any questions or comments, you can always do that through email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. And if you would like to continue the conversation, you can always use Twitter, 91.5 KBSX 91.5, or on our Facebook page, Boise State Public Radio, and continue the conversation there as well. Mayor Nicholas, I do want to talk about the funding mechanism for the plaza. Can you explain that? Because how I understand it is that it's a $7.3 million bill will basically be footed by the city and regional or urban renewal funds. Is that correct?
Yeah, the majority of those funds are coming from the Urban Renewal Agency. There are some funds coming from the city that will help pay for the building known as the Sweetwater Building. That's where the skate rentals will be. That's where there'll be some restrooms. That's where there'll be kind of the office space for the plaza. And that is being funded by the city. But the actual construction of the plaza itself, the ice skating ribbon and rink, the sound stage, the splash pad, as you mentioned earlier, the fountains and so forth, that is being funded by the Caldwell East Urban Renewal Agency.
And how about fees for downtown properties? Will certain fees go up? How will that work if you're a vendor downtown?
You know, that a lot of that structure is still to be determined. We are leasing the plaza to Destination Caldwell to manage the plaza. So they will be taking care of the fundraising, the events. They'll be buying the skates. They'll manage and maintain the plaza. And so a lot of those events will pay for themselves. And, of course, the hope is you make the pie bigger, and when you make the pie bigger, everyone wins. So there will certainly be some fees associated with certain events downtown, but a lot of it is intended to be free. There was a business improvement district that was voluntarily passed by the business owners, so that helps fund some of the ongoing expenses. And then the rest of it will be through activities, vendors, sponsorships, donations. Those things will help fund the ongoing activities.
And how do businesses in downtown feel about this? I'm assuming, since they voluntarily passed this, that they're on board, at least the majority of business owners are.
Yeah, we have talked to so many of the business owners, and sure, there's a few that are still skeptical and want to see the proof in the pudding, mm-hmm. so to speak. But so many of the property owners are just absolutely elated and excited about the potential for what this means for the future of downtown. And again, if you just take a glimpse at how many people come for the Winter Wonderland, for Indian Creek Festival, for our tree lighting, for our nightlight Christmas parade, and then you multiply that by several hundred events a year on the plaza, there's the potential of bringing literally hundreds of thousands of people over a year period of time that weren't coming here before. And that only means good things for the businesses who will cater to those people and you know, take advantage of the fact that we're bringing people as a community to downtown.
One thing that people may not be aware of is that Kenyon County has seen a real improvement in employment since the recession. The unemployment rate from what was at 12% back in 2011, but it's under 3% now in Kenyon County. Can you talk a little bit about how Caldwell has played a part in that?
Well, certainly the whole valley has been the beneficiary of wonderful growth. But, you know, really where we've played a part in that is we have a very active industrial park that has been blossoming over the past few years. Southwork, Johnson Thermal, American Food Equipment Company, Fresca, Jackson's Food, Capital Distributing. You know, there are so many businesses that have settled out there in our industrial park, which have created hundreds of jobs, which then in turn create ancillary jobs. Those people need houses, medical services, restaurants, all the things that go along with that. So the creation of some industrial-type jobs along with the downtown improvements, we have a wonderful, vibrant business park, as I mentioned. So those things all combined together have certainly played a huge role in bringing that unemployment rate down.
So what's next for Caldwell? Are we going to see, you know, a big hotel, anything like that? Because a lot of the people that travel to wine country come outside of Idaho, and they come right through your city, but they stay in Boise.
That is a huge issue for us, and yes, it is something that we want to address. We currently have issued a request for proposals on another block downtown where we hope to get a hotel and some associated businesses. That request for proposals closes in just the next few days, and we know that we're going to see several proposals for that downtown area. So there is a block designated for this hotel mixed-use kind of activity, and we're excited to see what the results of that. There were several developers who requested hand-delivered packets when we issued the RFP, and we really believe we're going to get several very, very nice proposals for what to do with that block, including a hotel.
And frankly, you still have some of the lowest home prices in the entire valley. That has to be an attraction for people who want to stay and live and work in the area, but frankly can't afford to live in Boise.
Yeah, as the saying goes, you can get a lot of bang for your buck when it comes to buying a home in Caldwell. We have beautiful homes, great builders, but the overall prices still are less than the rest of the valley. So there's, and the other thing that doesn't kind of get talked about much, but our water rates, our sewer rates are very low. We have good access to water. We have a great treatment plant, so we have a lot of room for growth. Our treatment, our sewer rates are fairly low. So that you combine all of those things, and the cost to live in the city of Caldwell is very affordable.
And last question, what's the best-kept secret from the city of Caldwell?
We're the treasure of the valley. Just come over and find that. You know, it's one of those things that Caldwell is a safe, wonderful place to raise a family, to own a business, to do all kinds of recreational activities. So it's just really a wonderful part of the valley that just many people still don't know about. So I guess the best kept secret is that we are the treasure of the valley. Come over and find out. You'll love Caldwell.
Well, I want to thank you for taking some time to talk to us today. That's Mayor Garrett Nankolas with the City of Caldwell. Mayor, thank you so much for your time.
Jenna, thank you for having me on the program. We appreciate this.